Vayter in Shas V'yarin Daf Yud Ches, picking up on the very second line of Yud Ches. V'kevin Shabbat David Basa Tefila. We move on to the Shema Koleinu. Once David comes with Etzemach David, they go to Tefila. Shemar Ve'aviyosim El Har Kawabachi. So we move on to the idea of getting tefillah, shemayat tefillah. We came to the tefillah, once you get the tefillah, we get the avot. Once we have that, we move on to this. And then we came to the tefillah, let me get to do, we say thank you. Shemayat zoveach. Once we go and we do the avodah, then we move on to todah, because we have first zevach, which is kabbarah, so then we move on to todah, say thank you. Umaro, lomim birchas kodem acher odah. Why do we go and say birchas kodem after modim, dechsev, ayisa aron es yadav, elaam vayivarechem, vayyered me'asos achatos va'olav ashtamim. So we have this birchas kodem after doing the karbanos. Ema kodem avodah, when he says before the avodah, because that's how the pasuk puts in that order. It says lo sakadaitach. It's not true. Dichsiv hayered me'asos chatas, from doing it. Miksiv la'asos? No, me'asos ksiv, which means he already did it. Then let's just do right after the avodah, because we have one pasuk saying doing it after modim, another pasuk saying doing it after ritzei. Lo sakadaitach. You wouldn't have thought. Dichsiv zoveach toda. It says, but my chazis da samach tahai. Why are you using that pasuk? Smocha hai and do the other pasuk and let it go ritzei and then brichas kohanim. And says the Gemara, Mistambra avodah v'odah chadim milsi. It makes sense to put it in this order because the avodah and hodah are considered like one thing. It's part of the same category, and therefore put those together and then put brichas kohanim afterwards. Umar olam esim shalom acher brichas kohanim. What do we say? Yim shalom after brichas kohanim. This is right after in the parasha, in Parashas Naso, after Birchas Kohanim, we have a Samuel Shmi, put my name, so, Bracha da Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalom, Shenemar Hashem Yivarech Samova Shalom. Therefore, Shalom follows that, and that's Sim Shalom. Now, yesterday we mentioned that we have the 120 Zekinim. We also had there involved the Shimon HaKapuli, HaPakuli. Says, come on, V'chim Yachad, we have some Zekinim, we have come in Neviim. Since we have 120 men of the Great Assembly, Anshikin, Zagadola, and we have from the Neviim, Tiknu, they are the one who Tiknu, Tefillah, Seder, they set it up. Shimon HaPakuli, my Easter, what did he do? Says, come on, Shichu, V'chaz, V'chaz, they forgot it, and he came back and put it back in order. Mikan, Ve'ilach, Asa, L'Sapa, Shichu, Shalak, Kodesh, Brochu. From then on, you're not allowed to go out and add. Rashi says, Be'kavius, Bracha. You can't add any more Shevach. Who can say all the greatness of Hashem? Who can say all of His praises? Meaning, who can go ahead and start saying these things? Someone is able to go and say all of His greatness. And since no one's able to do that, therefore, we don't do any more than we have. Someone that says the shevach of Hashem too much, Nekam and Olam is removed from the world. Shemar, as the pasuk says, Hayisuper lo ki adaber amamar ish ki yavula. There's a person going out. Can you go and express how greatness of Hashem? A person does it, he's going to get swallowed up. Dar Shabbi Yehuda ish kfar giboraya v'amrei la ish kfar gibor chayil. Ma'idach sevaz yimim says the pasuk, Lecha dumya tehila. Silence is your praise. What's I coming to tell you? That sama de kula mashtuka. The greatest medicine is silence. Someone should take this. Rashi says, Mivchar kol samamanim yashtika. Shola harbos devarim. That's to say too many words. That's what it means. Ki asur avdimi amar. He says, Amri barav. They say in our social, Mila besela mashtuka betrain. If one word is a sela, then silence is worth two words. Better to be quiet. And, you know, they say, better to keep your mouth shut. Now, if people think you're a fool, then to open it and remove all doubt. Okay, next part of the issue, he says, Karel Peleos, a person says about the Megillah by heart, he's not Yosei. You know, let him know that he's got to say it out loud. Amar Rava, also Zechira, Zechira, we have a Zechira, Zechira, Gzeir, Shav, Ksiv, Hachav, Ayam, Amel, and Iskarim. Vir Megillah, it says that these days are going to be Niskarim. Ksiv, Hasam, Ksov, Zos, Zikar, and Mesefer. And you write this, he's talking about Amalek, write it as in a Sefer. Mal, Holom, Mesefer, just like over there, has to be written down. Gafkan, Mesefer, so to here has to be written down. And we might have Zechira, Kriya, he had it on Zechira, means Kriya, you have to read it. Dilma, Ian, Mal, it just means you have to look at it and you don't have to actually read it with your mouth. Losakatitech, Zachor, it says the word Zachor. Yachab, Alev, you think maybe you can do it with your heart, right? In other words, not actually reading it, because you omer lo tishkach, don't forget it. We already dealt with the fact that you can't remember, can't forget it in your heart. So ha mani makayim. What zachor means bapeh, with the mouth. So you got to read it and from something which is written, not by heart. Next part of the Mishnah, we said that targum leyotze, if a person goes and they read it in targum, you're not yotze. Hechidami, what are we talking about? Ilei medachsiv mikra the karli targum. It's actually written in Hebrew in lashon hakodesh, and you're reading in targum. That's a problem of doing a balpeh. So lotzicha dechsiv targum karli targum. It's written in targum, and you read it as targum. Therefore, it's no good. It's got to be in Hebrew. Next part of the Mishnah says aval karin asalalazus balaz. You're allowed to do different languages for people that are different languages. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. We know that we said in the Mishnah that if you read in any language besides Hebrew, that you're not Yotze. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Tevayo, Belaz Yevani. They say that, what are we talking about? That last part of the Mishnah, it says you could do in different languages, talking about Yevanis, means in Greek, but not to anything else. Look, the hey, dummy, what's going on? It's written in Hebrew and you're reading it Yevanis. That's talking about reading about Pat. That's not okay. So, it's talking about that it's actually written in Yevanis. Now, says the Gemara, we're going to come back to this in a minute, but first says, Kale. How do we know that he called him that? Shenemar v'yikro lo el Elohei Yisrael. As the pasuk says, he called him Kale, and then the comment says Elohei Yisrael, which means Hashem, the God of Israel. Now, these hakadaitach l'mizbeach kari le Yaakov Kale. If you want to say that maybe it was Yaakov that was calling the mizbeach Kale, Elohei Yisrael, then it should have said v'yikro lo Yaakov mi ba'ilei. That's what it should have said. So, Elo, what does it mean? V'yikro lo li Yaakov Kel, that Hashem called him Kel. V'mi karo Kel, Elokei Yisrael. Now, may say, for the Gemara, going back a moment ago, ko Giptis, we have a brass that says, if you are the Megillah in Giptis, Ivris, Elamis, Madis, Yevanis, lo Yotza. Ivris here does not mean Lashon HaKodesh. Then you are not Yotze. So that kind of goes against Rav Shmuel, who says you can read it in Yevanis. Zgmara ha lo damia elalaha. No, you can't compare except for the following. Giptis le Giptim, Ivris le Ivrim, Elamis le Elamim, Yevanis le Yevanim, Yotza. Then they are going to be Yotze. But the first Braisa, who says it's going to be Usser, is talking about someone who doesn't speak Yevanis. Yachi, if that's the case, then Rav Shmuel, Amai Mukmi Lila Masisa Balaz Yevanis. Why are you establishing our Mishnah to be like Laz Yevanis? Look at Micholaz, it's like any Laz, as long as you understand it. Ella Masnisa and Kebraisa. Rather, our Mishnah is like the Braisa, meaning it's mutter to use all the different languages, only if you understand what is being said, though. Rav Shmuel is just saying a general concept. Rav Shmuel, Damer Tevayo, Laz Yevanis, Lakol Kasher. Laz Yevanis is going to be good to everyone, even if they don't understand what's going on. Volkatani, Frak the Gemara, Yevanis, Yevanim in. Lakuli Amalo. Only if you understand it's good, if not, it's not good. It says, no, Inu Damer Krebin Shem Gamliel. They only Krebin Shem Gamliel that we saw earlier in the Mishnah and Daf Chesamabez, Itnan. Abashem Gamliel Omer, Af Svarim Lo Yitirishi, Kosva Eli Yevanis. Even Svarim, you can write in Greek. They'll let you write it in Greek. That was a machlokas over there. So we say, why don't we hold the Kibbushim Gamliel? Says, no, Iyamir Alech Kibbushim Gamliel. If we say that, then Havamina would have thought, Hani Mili Shar Svarim. Ask him about other books, but not including Megillah Esther. Why? Kaval Megillah Dechseva Kichsavam. It says, it's got to be as it's written, which means only in Hebrew, only in Hebrew, Emelo. I would say that Greek isn't good. Come as well. It's come to say that it is good. It applies to that as well. Zuck the next part of the Mishnah. Let's say a person speaks another language besides Hebrew, but they hear it in Hebrew, they are Yotze. I have a loyal to my comrade. They have no idea what it's saying, so why should be Yotze? And it's like, me did have a notion of Amaretz. Just like women in Amaretzim that don't know either. Relax. What does that mean, women understand? That was just a common theme back in the day. The women were not as understanding. If they understand now, then take it easy. But the point is that that's the general. So it's like, Maska for Avina, Ata Anon, Ach. Shtranim b'nei haramachim miyadina. There's a pasuk found in Esther that say these words that we have no idea what they actually mean. There's different suggestions given, but we don't know what they mean, and yet we're Yotze also. So why are you saying because of the women? As the Gemara, so Ella mitzvahs kriya p'yusumi nisa. There's a mitzvah to go and read it and be mafarsin in the nes, even if you don't know what's going on. Hachanami here too. There's a mitzvahs kriya p'yusumi nisa to do such a thing. Now you're going to ask, well, hold on a second. But how is there any p'yusumi nes if you don't know what's going on? Says Rashi, p'yusumi nisa afa pi shein yoda masha shomim. They don't know what they're saying. Sholin es shomim. They're going to ask the people that are hearing. Va'omrim maya kriya zu. They say, what is this? Ve'ech haya nes amodiam land. And what was the nes? And they're going to explain to them what it was. And therefore, you have p'yusumi nisa if you don't understand all the words. Next part of the Mishnah we said, Kara Seirugin Yatsav, you read it, Seirugin, which means you read it, and then you pause, and then you read it, then you pause, and you read it, and you pause. Lo Aviyodin, Rabbanim Ay Seirugin. The Rabbanim didn't know, what does the word Seirugin mean? Rashi says, Tamidim Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Tamidim of Rebbe. They didn't know what it was. Shomu L'Am said to be Rebbe, but then they heard the maidservant of Rebbe saying, the Karmelur Rabbanim, we saw this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavav. The Karmelur Rabbanim, the Havi early Piske, the Bei Rebbe, they were coming in and then stopped, and then a few more came in and they stopped, and a few more came in and they stopped. An must say temnichlasim serugin and serugin. How much are you going to come in like this? So you come in, you stop, you come in, you stop. Love the other Rabbanim, my chaloglos. They didn't know what the word chaloglos meant. And then Shamu L'Am said to the Rebbe, they heard the Amri Leiv, Allahu Gavra, the Hava Komevader Parpechine. This guy was Mivader, scattering around a type of plant, and he said, "An Masai." She said, "An Masai tamufazecha gloglecha." How long are you going to do that? And they knew what it meant. Lo v'yodar rabbanu mai sal saleha osorim emeka. They knew what it meant in the pasuk in Mishlei. Was the word sal saleha? Shamu la amsa to be Rebbe. They heard the maidservant of Rebbe saying, "The havas amrei lahu gaver the havas mehafich b'mazei amrei." This guy was flipping around his hair, and they said, "An Masai tamusalsel b'sarecha." How much are you going to be masalsel your hair, like curling your hair? Lo v'yodar rabbanu mai hashlech alashem yehovah. They didn't know what it meant in the pasuk in Tehillim. Hashem Halashem Yahavecha v'hui chal kalaka. What's Yahavecha? Once I was going with an Arab merchant, and v'kad darina tuna, and I was carrying a tuna load with me. Ramali shkol Yahav Yahavich. Take your yahiv, which means your burden, the thing you're load you're carrying, and throw it onto my camel. So you understood what the word meant. It means a load. Lo avigadim rabbanan mai v'teitisia b'matet eya hashmid. What does it mean when it says that Hashem is going to be metate with matatea, the destruction? What does that mean? Shemuel Amos said to Rabbi Da'avas Amri L'chaverta, she says, shkol tatesa v'tate besa. Take the broom and sweep the house. And you know what the words meant. Tanu Rabbanan Karus Serugin Yatsa. If you read it Serugin, you read and you stop, then you read and you stop, then you read and you stop, then you're going to be Yotze. Beep, turn the page of Chasim Emes. Serusin lo Yatsa. But if you read it Serusin, you are not Yotze. Rashi explains that means Lemefre, you say it out of order. Abuna Omer Mishom Abihudi says, Apa Serugin, even if Serugin, Imshar Kadeh Ligmar Eskula, if you read and you stopped, and the amount of time you stopped, the amount you could have done the entire Megillah, the Chos of the Rosh, you got to go right back to the beginning. Omer Yosef. Rabbuna, who said the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that even if he didn't say Rugan, it's no good if he stopped that amount of time, which is too long. Now, Amalei Abayel Rabbi Yosef, Kidei Ligmor is Kula. To finish the whole thing, what do you mean? Mehecha Dekai Lesefe? Lesefa? What does it mean? From where he's up to right now until the end, Odoma Meresh Lesefa, from beginning to end. Let's say a person has one pasuk left. So that takes, let's say, 12 seconds. A person has he only read one pasuk, and it takes a lot more time. So how much time does he have? It means the amount of time it takes to read the entire thing. Because otherwise you're stuck. You're going to give it like, Nesata Derech L'Shurim is a concept known as that you don't give us a objective criteria, but rather it's subjective to every case, and that becomes too complicated. The halacha goes according to Rabbi Muna. If you stop the amount of time it takes to read the entire thing, no good. Shmuel Amar, ain't Alach Rabbi Muna. No, Alach is not like him. Sorry, you could wait an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, do your thing. But Surah Masnachi, and Surah they said the following. But Pumadisa Masnachi, and Pumadisa they said like this. Amar Avkana Amarav. Halach Rabbi Muna. The Alach is like Rabbi Muna. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel says, ain't Alach Rabbi Muna. Alach is not like Rabbi Muna. Now that stays the same, the Shmuel part. The first part, the question is who's the one saying over there? That's the change that happened. Although if somebody says the opposite, Rav Bibi Masti Yifchai says the opposite, Rav Amar Ein Alach Rav Muna, Alach is not like a Mishmul, Amar Alach Rav Muna, he says it is like Muna, Rav Yosef, Nekot the Rav Bibi Biyadcha, you should go according to that which Rav Bibi said, that last thing we just said, the Shmuel the Chayesh Lichida. Rashi says that the Chayesh Lichida, B'makom Shayachid Machmir V'rag Makilin, he goes according to the Yachid. And over here it's being machmir to say that you should be, you should care about it. That's like Rav Muna said, for makes the going. The time we looked at a mission, Yevamos, because Hashem is Baruch, we're almost there. Get ready, fasten your seatbelts for Yevamos. The time Shomeris Yavon Shekidesh Achiv Es Achosa. Quick and show to the world of Yevamos, we know that if you have a man and woman are married, and then the man dies, and they didn't have any children, then the woman goes over to the man's brother. Let's say he only has one brother. Then she has to marry that brother. It's called Yibum. Or they separate. It's called Chalitza. But they have a connection, a relationship with each other, and they can't just walk away from that. Now, what happens, though, if they have more than one brother? Now, besides the fact that they're, you know, connected, before you get to more than one brother, so he's not allowed to go ahead and marry her sister, let's say, because they're connected to each other. They can do Yibum, Chalitza, and move on with life. What happens if there's more than one brother left over? The man dies, and he has two brothers, or three, or four, or five, or ten. Then, although generally we say we just give it to the older brother as a responsibility, really it falls into all the different brothers that they could either perform Yibum or Chalitza. So let's say the oldest brother didn't do anything, and there's another brother there that ends up getting engaged to this woman's sister. Now, is that a problem or is that not a problem? So that's a machlokas. According to the Chachamim, if there's more than one brother, then you can have another brother that goes ahead and gets engaged or even married to another sister. And there's no problem because let the other brothers deal with the Yibum or Chalitza. According to Behuda Masera, though, who argues with that, he says, no, there's a bond between this woman and all of the brothers until they do Yibum or Chalitza. So that's the opinion of Behuda Masera. He's a Das Yachid. And over there, we know that Behuda, and we know that Shmuel says, go like him. Therefore, you see that he goes when it comes to Chumer, he goes by Yachid. Let's read inside the Tan. Shomeris Yavim, Shekidish Achiv Es Achosa. If you have a Shomeris Yavim, that means a woman is waiting for the Yavim to do something. And then one of the brothers ends up getting engaged to her sister, which clearly can't happen because a man can't marry two sisters. Where they say, Omrim Lo Hamtein, you better wait. You just did the first stage of Kiddushin, you didn't do Nisuin yet. That's stage number two. Wait. Until your older brother ends up doing Yibum or Chalitza, and then you're off to go weiter. Amar Shmuel, Alach Gabriel says Alach goes like him, even though it is a miyot, it's not the majority view, it's a minority view. Still, we see that he holds like them. Therefore, let's say that Alach goes like Shmuel. Over here, we go within the world of Rav Bibi, that he would say that Alach goes like Rav Muna, even though he is the Yachad over here, that is telling us it's got to go according to missing the entire, that if you go ahead and you wait the amount of time it takes the entire Megillah, then you are not yours. You have to start over from the beginning as opposed to others saying, no, you can wait all day. Tana Rabbanan. Let's say there's a couple words that are missing, a couple letters, a couple words that are missing in a pasuk. Hishmet basofer osiosel psukim, a few things are missing. Ukarina kore kimiturgaman a matargim yatsa. And the one who's reading the Megillah ends up saying them like a maturgaman, like you have these translators that would speak it out. Baal Peh, Rashi says, he ends up doing it by heart, then you're yotsa, you're good. Hold on a second. If you have letters that are metushtash, which means that they're all like scribbled a little bit, they're not written clearly, or they're ripped, if it's nikar, you see it clearly, then it's good. If not, it's going to be puzzle. So what's the problem? Just say it out. What's the issue? Just like if you're missing words, it's good. So if it's metushtash, it should be fine also. So think about lokasha. When does it say that it's okay? When it's miksasa, a little bit of it's like that, but if the entire thing like that, then it's no good. Tana Rabbanan. Let's say they forget to say a pasuk. Hishmud ba kori pasuk echad. He forgot one pasuk, an entire pasuk. Lo yomer shouldn't say ekros kula. I'm going to finish off the Megillah I'm up to right now. V'chakach ekros pasuk. Then I'll go and I'll say that last pasuk. Ella kori meosa pasuk ve'iluch. He has to read from that pasuk on. So he reads, let's say the first 20 pasukim. He misses pasuk 21. Then he finishes the Megillah. He's like, oh whoops, I forgot one. You have to go back and go from there and on. Nichas the basic kenes matzis yibeshikori chetzi. Let's say he comes into the basic kenes and he finds that they read already half the Megillah. Lo yomer shouldn't say ekros chetzi yametziv. I'll read this next. Next half with the tzibur, then I'll read the other half. You get it from the beginning to the end. You can't split it up, even when it comes to half of it. We get a throwback now to Tainus and to Psachim, if you recall, about sleeping. Says the Gemara, Mistam Nim Yosef, a person is reading the Megillah, but he's like dozing off. Hey, Chidam Mistam, what does that mean? Amar Rav Ashi, Nim Velo Nim, Tir Velo Tir, he's sleeping but not sleeping, he's awake but he's not awake. To Kari Leva Ani, you're able to call him, and he answers you, Velo Yid Aladuri Svar, but he's not able to give like a logical shtickle. He's not really holding. V'chim Matkru Lei Mitkar, but when you remind him of it, so then he remembers, he's like, oh yeah, makes sense. Next part of the mission, we said, Hayakosa Darsho Megillah. The person goes ahead and they're writing the Megillah, or he's darshing the Megillah, or he's fixing up the words of Megillah, and as he's doing it, he's reading every word. Im kivin liba yotze, if he's mechavin his heart, he's yotze. He says, if not, then not. Hey, chidam, what's the case? Idaka mesader psuka psuka. If what he's doing is, he's saying the psukim like Baal Peh, And then because of then he's writing him down, Kikivin Libo Mayhava. How does it help if he doesn't mechav in his heart? Alpeu, that's gonna say Alpeh. El the Kasab Sukab Sukav, he writes it down and then he reads it. Umiyatza, is that really true? Even if he writes it and he reads it? Vama Rabbi Khalba, Amar Rabbi Khalba Maguri Amara. Wa 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 wa. Ay 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 ay. Checking out the Zion over there. This is coming in on Def Gutes. Halacha Kedivrei Omer Kula. We're going to see a machlokas in Def Gutes. And when we get there tomorrow, Bezer Shimon's Barach, we're going to go into a little more. Obviously, but the halacha goes according to one who says that Rabbi Meir says that you're not Yotze in the mitzvah until you read the entire Megillah. Rabbi Huda, we're going to see, he says, even from Ish Yehudi, and you read that from then on, you're good to go. So we say, the halacha goes according to one who says that you got to read the whole thing. It says, Rashi Tzarech Likros. Right, like we said, that this is the machlokas there. Which is Rabbi Huda, Tzvichesh Teksuva Kula. It's got to be totally written. And only then read. It can't be that you write it, then read, then write it, then read, then write it, then read. Ella says, Gemara, what are we talking about? The Mancha Megillah Kamei. He has a Megillah right in front of him. He's two. One that's right there, one that he's writing. V'karila mina psuka psuka. He's reading one pasuk from in a row. He reads the first pasuk, then he writes it next to it. V'kasavla, then he writes it. Then he reads another pasuk, then he writes it. He reads another, then he writes it. Says the Gemara, this shtickel is a messiah for lema messiah leila rabba rabbechana. Da'am rabbechana rabbi Yochanan aser licht of os achas shalom and iksav. It's not, you're not allowed to go and write any osios unless it's coming from iksav. It's Gemara Menachos. That's what his opinion is. In order to write it, you can't just do it by heart. You have to be reading it from source and writing it down. That's what it seems to be saying over here. It says Gemara, lav dafka. This is Nishkin Naraya. Dilma, we're just dealing with the case here. This family is from Muye. This is just how it happened to work out. And a person goes ahead and they'll be reading from it and then writing it, then you're good to go. But lav dafka, that when you are writing something, you have to be writing it from some sort of previous text. Now we jump into that shtickle itself. Gufa, Amar Rebbe Chana, Rebbe Yochanan, Atzer Lichtov, Osa Achas, Shalom, and Aksav. You got everything from Aksav. Meisvei, Frek, the Gemara, really, Rebbe Barai, so it seems to be not like that. Amar Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, Meisvei, Rebbe Meir, Shaholach, La'aber Shana, Be'asya. One time he went to go out, he was going to do an Iber Shana in Asya. He wanted to add a month. V'lo Yosham Megillah, but there was no Megillah in order to go and read for Pidim. So what did he do? Uksava Melibo Kra, and he wrote it down from Balpeh, from his heart, and then he read from it. So we have against the statement that it's got to be you're writing from somewhere else. He did it by heart. Amar Rabbi Abba, Shani Rabbi Meir. He can't bring a raya from Rabbi Meir. The Mekayim Bei V'Afapecha Yashiru Negdecha, which means that your eyes should look straight in front of you. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Recham, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Difti, Mai V'Afapecha Yashiru Negdecha. What does it mean? Amar Lo, he says Elu Divrei Torah. This is talking about Divrei Teira. D'chsiv Behu Hasayif Einecha Bo Ve'Einenu. That if you close your eyes to it, then it's no longer there. And even so, it came to Rabbi Meir, it was like it was in front of him at all times. So don't bring a raya from him that he did such a thing, because the guy, it's like he's writing it from something written, it's always in front of him. So he says, oh yeah, well, we have Rav Chista also did this, he wrote things not from Ksav. Amalei says back to him, the entire Torah should be written from you, Baal Peh. Ella kachom rechachamim also lichtov osachas shalom lechsav. They say you can't do it unless it's from lechsav. Midkama kol tor kula reuya shetikasav al picha. And the fact that it says that it should be doing from memory, bechlal the miusharin in it, so that it's miushar like him, just like the case of a mayor. V'har Rabbi Meir kasav. The mayor was able to write it over there. So why is it that we say it's okay by Rabbi Meir, but we say it's not okay by Rav Chista? I mean, by Rav Chananel. We came along and he was able to do it so well. So the Gemara, no. Shasat chak, shiny. Really, you're not allowed to do it. But Meir was in a matzah where he was stuck. There was no Megillahs around, so he had to do it. So in the Shasat chak, we allow you to do it. Abai shara lidevei barachavu. Who are these people? Rashi says, Mocher tefillin hava. Kedemim above him. Metziah tefillin debei barachavu shchiche. So he allowed, Abai allowed the Beber Chavu to go ahead. Limichta tefillin mezuzah shalom and ksav. He let it write tefillin mezuzah, not from the ksav itself. Come on, who's he going like? Ki hai tana, like the following b'risa, like the final tana, the tana you're going to hear b'risa. B'shem Rabbeinu, in the name of Rabbeinu Shag. The what? Tefillin mezuzah, chtav shalom and ksav. Those can be written, shalom and ksav. Ein tzvichos sirtut, and it doesn't have to have sirtut. Sirtut is when you go and you make the lines on the klaf in order to write on it in a proper way. So he says that you don't need, you could do it without the ksav, you can write it straight up, and you don't need the sirtut. V'hilchasa, what's that lacha? Tefillin ain't tzrichin sirtut. Tefillin do not need sirtut. Mezuzos tzrichin sirtut, but mezuzos do need to have sirtut. And Edividi, both of them, they don't have to be written from actual Ksavic text, but you can do it without that. My time, oh, what's a pshat? How come? Migras Grisin, because this is something which they do constantly. Shkurus Pifiakol, everybody knows this, and therefore we're not worried in a case where everybody knows it that you can do it straight up and you don't have to have an actual Ksav itself. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.